Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
I feel as though we should put a very brief disclaimer before this next conversation, just for a few minutes. We are going to be discussing flatulence.
Where the heck did I get you?
Exactly. Now, Luke Bryan was just singing, I See You.
Luke
this
Bryan
is what happens
fart, I can tell.
In the case of, you want to bet with tight
no,
pants like that?
It doesn't.
It's, this is about I smell you. That's what this is about.
You're disgusting.
I'm not. I'm just, listen.
I don't understand.
I will admit.
Where's your refinement
fully,
and your grace? And I, your, where is that? You're all of those things. And yet,
apparently
just
no, Luke
word,
Bryan is. I'm not,
word
apparently.
Fart just makes you just.
It doesn't. It does not.
Really?
This is, but
you
I will admit.
You don't think it's funny?
I will admit that I was the one that wanted to bring this up this morning.
Yeah,
because,
you did.
That's right. Because when we were talking about sayings from our past, from our families, several weeks ago on the show, Leah called with a real gem from her grandfather that he would use every time he passed wind.
Speak to me, old toothless one.
I just think that's a great way of,
what?
You know, saying I farted. You know, like
drawing attention to your
well,
bum?
I guess.
I got better ways to do that.
There were a couple of sociologists who wanted to know how we felt and what our concerns were around that particular area.
Speak to me, old toothless one.
And as it turns out, heterosexual men, just like producer Polly and I, who are giggling as we hear speak to me, old toothless
yes.
one, are the most likely to think it's funny and, this is my favorite part, the most likely to engage in intentional flatulence.
What does that even mean?
It means if Polly farts, I want to fart too. I mean, that's
it's like yawning, kind of.
Kind of.
You catch it from each other.
Guys would say it's raunchy, but then add nice one, explained one person in this study, one guy.
So
because
gross.
If it's strong, it's more manly.
Ugh.
You know, because women would not try to clear a room with a fart.
No, they would not.
Heterosexual women
would not.
Felt like they were violating gender norms if their farts were stinky. The worse it stinks, said one heterosexual woman, the nastier they think I am.
I just don't know why we have to try to do that honestly, if somebody did, like one of my girlfriends told me that her boyfriend used to put her head under the covers and fart on her.
Dutch
I
oven.
Will tell you, see, there's a name for it.
Yeah.
Clearly a lot of people do that. I'll tell you right now, if that ever happened to me, either you or I would be out of that bed so fast it'd make your head spin.
I actually read a column in the Toronto Star about that very thing. It was all about farting, and this guy, he said his wife must really love him because she allowed the Dutch oven for his column research.
What?
Yes. I don't get it either. Look,
girl's
I try very hard.
She's an idiot.
I try very hard. You know, look, we all pass gas.
You
it
and
happens.
I just have got to the point where now we're like burping in front of each other and thinking it's very funny. We
True
think
enough.
That's funny with the beer, mostly with the beer.
Now, gay men were an interesting.
I'm not getting to the point when I'm going to let you fart on me. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't plan to.
It's not happening.
I try not even to do that in this room.
Not Polly's like, okay, wrap it up.
Gay men were as likely as heterosexual men to think that the person hearing the fart would believe it to be funny. But they were the least likely to engage in intentional flatulence.
Because they have taste and refinement and they understand. I don't know. I just don't understand.
All right. So ladies,
wait,
you want
to. Did you just say that you try not to do it in this room? You please don't. Do
I know.
That.
That's what I mean.
You try. If you can try to fart on purpose, like you just told me, intentional flatulence, then you can most certainly not fart when you're supposed
exactly.
to not fart.
That's right. You see how this works? This study, this is the best piece of research, the most accurate piece of research we've ever had.
I don't
you,
understand.
Who loves talking about all of the bodily
functions.
I know,
you're functions, right. You're right.
And you get, this incenses
I just,
you.
I know.
I have never broken wind in this room.
Speak to me, old toothless
and
one.
And you are never going to let your toothless one speak to me in this room, or you are out of here.
It is 8:44.
You too, Polly. Hi, Country 106.7.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
It's Chad.
Chad, don't tell me you called to say why I should just let Farwell fart on me, because I'm not going to.
No, I think you should fart on him.
Oh, right. That's an even better idea.
Thanks, Chad.
Not a problem.
Have a great day.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.